When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your round 8 preview. The Warriors taking the Titans in Auckland. You can catch the game live on SENZ through the app. We've also got the call later on that night, which is the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Melbourne Storm. They've never won down there, but we'll get to that game very shortly. What a game to come in. Jacob Laban comes in for Kurt Capewell. Dylan Walker has been named on the bench. Zion Mau to make his NRL debut from the bench. What a game. Anzac Day.
Huge.
Sell out to make your debut.
Do we know much about young Zion?
Zion's a handful. Big handful, I'm told, about Zion. The Beautiful. Titans, same 17 that went down to the Seagulls. Tell you what, isn't Brimson flying at the moment?
He is flying. Actually, Denon Kemp had a Brimson shirt on when we came in the studio before. Did you see that?
Oh,
Prince of Palmy.
Yeah, because it was a milestone game.
Was it?
Recently, yeah. And they all had the Prince of Palmy.
Prince of Palmy, that's what he had on.
Which he anointed himself, apparently, Brimson. He was calling himself the Prince of Palmy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
You keep saying, Joel, that eventually the Titans have to win. Does that carry across for this game? Or is Warriors in New Zealand just a step too far?
You'd think with Anzac Day it should be a step too far, but just with the injury concern around Sean Johnson... And the coach, Andrew Webster, was talking about during the week on SEN about, you know, how tough he's been playing with his ankle concern, Achilles concern. So nothing would surprise me. No, I know you've gone the missiles multi.
Yep.
You've gone the Storm, all the favourites to win on
Anzac Day.
Anzac Day. Yeah. It's got a feeling one won't. I don't know why. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong for you.
Well, after what are you really gambling news with? About Radley and Tupu, I think the most likely to lose is the Roosters now.
Yes.
They're huge outs. Tupu and Radley. Still got a pretty good side, but yeah, I don't mind St. George in that one. First ever Anzac Day game in New Zealand. Beav was saying it's a sellout. It's going to be a huge event for those guys.
Yeah. It's. I just think, Missile, that event should get them over the line. And maybe it's what's going to get Sean Johnson over the line for playing the game. But as we keep saying, how has it taken... Australian New Zealand Army Corps.
Sure.
How's it taken so long to have a game there? It's just been playing wrong, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't had a game there. The game is flying, absolutely flying in New Zealand. There is absolutely no doubt about that. It is FLYing. So that's going to be a big game. We're looking forward to that one. The Titans have won only one of their past five games in New Zealand, but it was their most recent one, and they have won three of the last four against the Warriors. So there you go. Dallin Watene's Lesnak loves playing at Go Media Stadium. 11 tries in his past 10 games. But the Warriors have lost their past Anzac Day games, but that comes with a caveat.
Yeah, massive.
In Melbourne versus Melbourne. Charles Nicol-Klukstad plays his 100th NRL appearance. We move on to this one. The Dragons take on the Roosters at Allianz. We shared the news before. Daniel Tupu is out. Michael Jennings comes into the side. Victor Radley is out. Siwa Wong comes into the side. Jack Bird's named on the reserves. The Dragons rolling out. No surprise, the same 17 that had the big win of the Warriors at Wynn Stadium. Dom Young is a timely in, given the fact now that Tupu's out.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy Walker comes in from concussion. Connor Watson moves to the bench. The Dragons fullback Tyrell Sloan has scored 13 tries in his past 16 games, so he's airborne at the moment. And the Roosters have won four of their past six Anzac Day clashes with the Dragons. But the hot hand at the moment is Lomax.
I'm seeing some changes as well for the Dragons. So Jack Bird's come in at centre. Zach Lomax to wing. Michele Ravalawa has dropped out of that side.
Yes. So just repeat that. So Jack Bird
is in at centre. Zach Lomax shifts to the wing. Michele Ravalawa out.
I don't like that. The Jack Bird Ben Hunt combo, two older players next to each other, has caused them problems to this point.
Yeah.
So that may be a big opportunity. So who's looking at the centres there for the Roosters?
Manu or Michael Jennings. I think Manu. It looks like Manu will be on that side. Yeah.
So Manu's on the other side. So it'll be Jennings running at that side, I think you'll find. So that's how that's taking out. Tupu's a big out. He's two tries away from 150 yeah. NRL tries.
Yeah. The exciting thing about this game, for the past few seasons, the form lines have been somewhat different for the two clubs. And people say, form lines go out the window when it comes to this game. Well, this year, we'll keep the form lines in. This is the game of the round. This is an absolute cracker.
I'll tell you what, I got a feeling, and I said this on Monday, the Lomax versus Walii situation could be huge, particularly in front of a massive crowd on a beautiful day. I reckon Madge McGuire's beginning to look at this as a finals type game. Beautiful. And say Swalee comes out of the blocks, and everyone's saying to me, Swalee is no chance. It's out of Lomax and Fox. I'm not so sure about that.
Team Joe?
I'm Team Joseph. Mm. Yeah, I'm Team Joseph. Okay. That's me. But I'm in the minority. We did a survey the other day, and over 50% wanted Lomax there. So we'll see how that plays out. The only thing I'll say about this form line, missile, the Dragons have lost 3. The Roosters have lost 4. So on the ladder, it can be misleading. The Dragons' 3 losses, they all got beat 13+. And who were they by? Well, they got beat by the Cowboys. They got beat by the Dolphins. They got beat by the Knights. That's all 13+ to those three teams. The Roosters have played most of the big guns. They've played Melbourne. They've played Penrith. They've played Manly.
Played Broncos first round.
Yep. Their biggest loss, so they've lost 4 games, yes. But their biggest loss is just 7 points. So
you miss one heavyweight there. They've played Bulldogs.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, that one bad half. But I just think the form line, I think people are overreacting the Dragons, but I could be terribly wrong. We'll find out tomorrow. We're going to do the watch party here on the show too. So if you're looking for some companions while you watch the footy, Michelle Bishop and I will be talking you through the game. And we're looking forward to all of that, as we will do for the second half of the Titans and the Warriors, and then at 7 o'clock we'll look ahead to calling the Storm versus the Rabbitohs at Amy Park. You've heard the stat, it's the most spoken about stat all week. The Melbourne Storm have never lost to the South Sydney Rabbitohs in Melbourne. Can you believe that?
Madness. Cannot believe it. Great for punting though. That's a stat you just don't look past.
Damien Cook named at hooker. Mamazoulis goes back to the bench. Jai Arrow comes back.
Big in.
Massive in. And Cam Murray named at lock. So that's the way that's all shaping up. And they're also looking for their 14th consecutive win at Amy Park. So that is a good number building. Xavier Coates, 25 tries in 22 games at Amy Park, and he's loving a match winner at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking through the Storm lineup. I think this is pretty much full strength for them now. Just 1 through 17. I can't see any outs. Nelson's back, Grant back. Maybe just Chewy, big Chewy Kamika.
I've got one for you. In fact, I'm going to put it on the feed now. I'm going to put it on the feed about a try scorer in that match. And in the ad break, I'll do that. There's a try scorer for Melbourne that you want to be on at a price.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, I'll put it on and I'll explain why. I'll put it on right now. But he is a certain play. What are you really gambling with? But I think he's a terrific proposition, and I'll explain why with my comments in the break. Seagulls take on the Eels at Four Pines Park. Missile, take us through this one. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, so Josh Allier is back, as well as Nathan Brown, so they've boosted their forwards there. Ethan Sanders will make his NRL debut in the halves. This is an interesting one, to bring a young kid in when the club's under so much pressure, and his halves partner, Dylan Brown, hardly taking control of the team at the moment. Mike Acevo returns on the wing. Blaze Talangi drops out of the 17. For the Seagulls, fullback Tom Trbojevic has scored 4 tries in his past 5 games. Eels fullback Clint Gutherson, we found out during the week, is nursing some chronic injuries at the moment. He scored 40 points in his past 4 games against the Seagulls. Seagulls centre Ruben Garrick has scored 11 tries in 11 games against the Eels. Do with those statistics what you will. Ethan Sanders, Joel.
Yes.
How much do we know about young Ethan Sanders, and is it throwing him to the Wolves, bringing him in for this specific game?
Well, you think about this. So he'll be the halfback. Daly Cherry-Evans will be clocking up game 314, which is already a club record for Manly. And he's taking on a kid who's debuting. It's at Four Pines Park. It's a massive assignment, and it's a bit of a unique one because pretty much within an hour or so of the teams being named, he was named to have signed for the Canberra Raiders.
Mm.
Isn't that an is interesting weird. One?
He so, won't have Hamole Oluokwatu on his side, will he?
Will he have Hamole Oluokwatu on his side? Dylan Brown quite often plays on the left, doesn't he? So, no, I think Dylan Brown, you're fine, will be on that side.
Dodged a bullet there. Imagine that for your debut.
I think so. There you go, 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736 is the way to do that. Okay, I've thrown in a two-leg try scorer multi.
Wow.
Two-legger.
Okay.
Two-legger. Oh, should I go a third?
No, I don't think be greedy. I think stay with two. What price are we at for our two-legger?
Let's have a look here. We're at about $6.14.
Oh, that's enough. Don't get greedy. Yeah, that's enough.
Okay, right. Let's do that then. We're going to do that. It's on the feed now. And it's on. Two-leg multi. One's in the Manly Parramatta game. One's in the in the Melbourne Storm South game.
Beautiful.
There you go. What are you really gambling with, Missile? Okay, let's move on now to the West Tigers take on the Broncos. And we spoke to Beaver earlier on, talking about Solomon Alamalo to make his NRL debut on the wing.
So he mustn't be young, this bloke.
No,
he's 28. 28. Yep.
Benji Marshall spotted him over there playing rugby. So former Chiefs player. I'll tell you what, he might be a little something to watch here. Samuela Finu to start in the second row. John Bateman moves to lock. Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds, Brendan Pakura
Uh-oh.
Go back and watch last week's game, though, and see how much in the last couple of weeks Ezra Mam's been involved. He's a massive out. Massive out. He's got a finger concern. Jock Madden moves to 5'8", so he's getting plenty of reps at the moment. Selwyn Cobbo's also out. Arthur's into the centres, who's been going terrifically well. Mariner on the wing. The West Tigers won four of their past five. Wow. Four of their last five against the Broncos.
Would not have picked that.
No way.
Mustn't have played them many times last year.
But the Broncos have won their past seven at Campbelltown. So there you go, a few little stats against each other here. Okay, look at this, Missile. I found this team for you.
Okay.
This is the Tigers team that played the Broncos. Look at this. And you're a bit younger.
Yeah. But no, I know all the names.
You know all those names?
Yeah. Lockyer, Hancock, Eichen, Devere, Saylor, Walters, Walker, Webke, Pritis, Seven Seva, Talis, Thorne, Campion. I don't know Philip Lee.
Philip Lee, great dummy half.
I don't know Harvey Howard.
Shaney Walker.
Lottie Takiri was on the bench. Yeah, Sean Berrigan was on the bench. In the extended reserves.
Yeah, so number Clive.
Wayne Pearce was your coach.
Yeah, but there you go.
I thought for some... Yeah.
A draw, a little sneaky draw.
Wow, three tries.
That was as big as short ball.
Three tries and
you know that's
and
the
only four
reason I showed you that list.
Is it? So what's that point? 12 points, 4 goals, 20 points for the game.
Yeah. It was on a sand pit though, Missile. I must have been only good in the sand. anyway, we'll see how this plays out. A bit of an old boys day. Very, very sad news around Terry Hill. And Terry Hill, of course, in that first ever team wore the jumper number 4. So, that'll be a very, very sad day out there. Hopefully they can get around Terry and plenty of highlights to show the great man who, sadly, we lost him at the age of 52 in the Philippines. And plenty of lovely messages coming through.
Justin, can I just ask you, Samuela Finu, starting on the second row, have you been impressed by his start to the season?
I thought
physically he really stood up to that Penrith team last week, which is about as big a props as you can give a young forward.
I'll tell you what,
I'm actually pretty high on him.
Is this an omen for a big Tigers day out? Hopefully, Justin Olam will wear the jersey once worn by Terry Hill, the number 4.
Mm.
And Justin Olam has won 8 in a row against the Broncos. He's 8 from 8.
Ooh.
He's 8 from 8. So
time try scorer.
Maybe a day out for the Tigers, perhaps, in a very emotional day, perhaps. Cowboys take on the Panthers in Townsville. Missile.
Sean Omorod off his head.
Does he have any sort of case?
No.
You don't see it? You're not concerned about them going home?
I don't see it. This is the full strength Panthers. Nathan Cleary comes back. Taylor May comes back. Full strength Panthers side. 3 years in a row. Premiers. No chance the Cowboys go with them here.
They've conceded 129 points in their past 4 games. They are a buttoned-up side, Penrith. And anyway, we'll see how that plays. It is a real milestone day. You've got Chad Townsend game 250, Kyle Felt game 200, game 100 for Brian Todd. Oh, and it's the 50th game played at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Dolphins are the Knights, and you can catch this game live on SEN on Sunday. Trey Fuller keeps the number one jumper. He was brilliant last week in Darwin. David Armstrong to make his NRL debut. Gee, I hope he goes well, the young fellow. Dane Gagai goes to the centres. Tyson Gamble and Jackson Hastings in the halves. What's happened to Cogger? Well, I don't know what. He got dropped last week after being named in the side.
The worrying thing for the Knights, so they dropped Cogger. So their reserve grade halves pairing, Cogger and Price.
Yes.
Two great players. 50 points put on them by the Bulldogs in reserve grade.
You know what they should have done? After Price and Hastings had the fight, put them in the halves.
I want to see Price. I thought he looked really exciting in the trials.
Yeah. Dan was saying in the Get Him Onside podcast is at this stage, if he doesn't get a run, it's a bit like the Melbourne Cup traveller who, you know, they send out a travel companion whose job's not really to win the Melbourne Cup.
But it's
in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
You might be the hot pot to win the cup.
Oh,
and on the stable,
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
just
yeah.
comes along
yep.
to be your little
yep.
mate to check you
out.
At this stage of the game, Will Price has been the travelling companion.
Yeah, far out.
If he's not trying to have a scuffle with Jackson Hastings.
But the other signing, Kai Pearce-Paul, that's proven to be a masterstroke.
Been terrific, hasn't he?
Great player.
Terrific.
Great player.
Still a young kid there as well. Jacob Safidi plays game 150. And what about Jack Bostock? 6 tries in his last 4 games. So
flying.
He's up and about.
How do they fit Junior Tupou into that squad when he moves up next year? Surely you're not dropping Osako or Bostock.
Very good question, yeah. Great question. I'm on the Knights here, Missile. How do you see it?
I'm on the Dolphins. Probably the bludger game of the weekend, to be honest.
Yeah. You reckon?
Yeah, rat's ass.
Okay, I think the Knights can do it. If they can't win this tonight, I think they're in a fair bit of trouble, which they may all be already. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. 1300 01 1170. Plenty of texts. Do you want us to squeeze in the Raiders and the Sharks? Let's do that in Canberra. KO Weeks to partner Ethan Strange in the halves. Now, the big problem here, Missile, is that Jamal Fogarty has the most kick meters in the comp,
yes.
which that says that everything is around his boot.
Who Ethan kicks Strange, out of these two?
Well, they neither kick, and neither are halfback. So KO Weeks has only been playing 5'8 or otherwise in reserve grade. Ethan Strange looks more of a running type player than.
Oh, yeah. Who goal kicks?
Well, that's the other concern. That's the other concern. And there's still no Rapina. I'm very hot on the Sharks in this one.
Yeah.
Yes, they lose Braden Trindle.
Yes.
But 90% of the kicking is Nicho Hynes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So just on pure kicking game and field position, maybe Dale Finucane revs up the troops as well, goes down there, makes a trip. I'm not sure. But I just think the Sharkies win this comfortably. They put 36 points on them after they trailed 18-0. When they met a few weeks ago, which in itself is, how can we not have a draw where firstly everyone plays each other once, then you play the other games? How can, they played a few weeks ago.
Joel, look, this draw thing kills me. I was just looking ahead last week at the Bulldogs draw. We only played Tigers once, Titans once, Dolphins once, Dragons once. Like, it's hard to make it fair. What can you tell me about young Daniel Atkinson that comes in for Braden Trindle?
Mate, he used to live in the granny flat at my brother's house. Terrific kid from Queensland. Spent some time at the Melbourne Storm. I wouldn't be surprised.
What sort of player?
Just a real solid fullbacky 5'8 type player.
Okay, so a runner.
Runner. Yeah. Mate, they might not lose anything there. This is a golden opportunity for Daniel Atkinson to start. He's the captain of the reserve grade side. He's been killing it. And I think he's going to do terrifically well there. And, of course, Chevy Stewart takes on his junior club. He come up as a junior at the Sharks to run home with Joel and Fletch.